The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
When the Pope speaks, the world listens, and boy, did he have something to say yesterday. This was actually a pre-taped interview in a documentary film in which he seemed to endorse same-sex civil unions. Joining us right now to talk more about this and all the fallout from this is foreign correspondent for ABC News, Tom Rivers. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This really came out of the blue. And it all took place at the Rome Film Festival, a documentary called Francesco, in which a series of interviews and then people commenting on those issues, things like climate change, poverty, the wealth gap, growing wealth gaps, things like that. Also, same-sex civil unions came up, and basically he endorsed it. And a couple of quotes here come to the fore. He says, homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God, Francis said in one of his sit-down interviews in the film. You can't kick someone out of your family nor make their life miserable for this. What we have to do is get a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. So he's approaching it from a legal standpoint. He is not endorsing same-sex marriage in the church, but he is approaching it from a, if you will, a line of being equitable in a legal term. For homosexuals and heterosexuals.
You know, it's interesting because this really is consistent with what he said when he was a cardinal. So this isn't necessarily a new viewpoint from him, but it's the first time that he's talked about this as Pope. Is that right?
Correct. Exactly. We got, if you will, telegraph of this back in the days in Buenos Aires. So we knew that these certainly were his views. But of course, you know, changing policy in the Vatican is like watching a glacier move, very, very slow indeed. And by even uttering these words, he knew that the conservatives within the church would take umbrage upon his view. So yes, some are applauding in the Vatican, some are the detractors of the conservative wing are angered by these kinds of words. But again, he said this many, many years ago when he took over as Pope. He said, look, I don't know how long I have to live, but I'm going to do it the way I see it and let the chips fall where they may. So he's doing that this day and age and trying, in his view, to get the church in step with the 21st century.
And what a lot of Catholics are wondering this morning, Tom, is where those chips are going to fall, what the next steps are, because just because the Pope said it in this documentary film doesn't necessarily change anything immediately, but it certainly seems to be setting wheels in motion, doesn't it?
Certainly does. And again, I think if you look more at younger people around the world, this may be a view that may be more receptive maybe to them than maybe some of the older demographics in the church itself. And, Francis is probably looking at this and saying, look, I'm going to say this now. It may be controversial now, but in 20 years, will this be controversial? His bet would be, I would imagine, no, it is not going to be controversial.
What are the next steps? Does the Catholic Church have to do anything at this point to sort of make it so to speak?
Nothing. They oftentimes they hold, you know, long, if you will, detailed research into certain, issues and have proclamations eventually when reports are released. So, yeah, I wouldn't expect anything really substantially to come out of this other than it gets people talking, both within and without the church. And, watch your space. There may be a conference 2-3 years down the road in which this will be the focus, and then there might be some direction coming out of that.
He had to have known that by making this comment on camera in a film that was due to be released, that this would get the kind of attention it's gotten, though. I'm sure that he must have known that. That's why he said it.
Exactly. You hit it in one. He knew it. He knew it would be explosive in the eyes of some, but he's not shy to hold back. He's not going to be hermetically sealed in the Vatican. He's going to say what he feels is right. And as I say, get it out there and then it's up for others then to debate.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Tom, appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Take care.
Bye-bye.